Monty Shaw, Executive Director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association.
Monty, earlier today, the White House hosted another meeting to discuss the renewable fuel standard. I understand that you've been able to glean some information from those talks. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, this has been a long process, and today's meeting did not necessarily bring the end much closer to sight. There was no overall agreement. Nothing was wrapped up. We're pleased that the parties involved did agree that we should be allowed to sell E15 year-round. They did agree that, you know, the cruise RIN cap concept is dead, so that's good. But there was a long discussion, as it's been relayed to us, about how to deal with the small refinery exemptions that have been happening and how to make whole those gallons. And some of that talk turned to perhaps allowing gallons of exported biofuels to count toward the domestic RFS. Well, you know, that's ridiculous. So there's still going to be ongoing discussions of a plan that might look at that. We're certainly not interested in signing off on anything unless, I mean, look, I won't say never. They might come up with something interesting, but it's hard to imagine how that would even work, let alone how it would be good for us. So, you know, we're going to continue to push for E15 year-round and continue to oppose anything that undermines the RFS.
What kind of an impact are these hardship waivers having on the ethanol industry?
You know, it's really pretty dramatic. I mean, if you think about it, each RIN represents a physical gallon of renewable fuels that needs to be blended. And so when all of a sudden you just wave your magic wand in the dead of night and eliminate, you know, somewhere between 1.3, maybe even as high as billion gallons, you know, billion RINs, that's huge. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, that's our whole export market. I mean, it's complete demand destruction that is going to absolutely slow production rates. It's absolutely going to mean we grind less corn. That's bad news for farmers. So we absolutely need, quite frankly, we think they're illegal and unjustified. Lawsuits are being filed, and we need the EPA to implement the law.
It seems to me that these White House meetings are coming kind of out of the blue here. Did they give any kind of a timetable as to when they might come back and talk more and maybe come up with some longer-term decisions?
Yeah, there was specifically no timetable set on when I think Secretaries Pruitt and Perdue were supposed to come back with some sort of a plan to deal with the small refinery exemptions stuff. And you know, that's probably problematic. But, you know, again, I just want to say, you know, if they try to say, well, you know, we'll fix this problem, but, you know, open up another floodgate of demand destruction by imported gallons to qualify, you know, that's not anything we're going to ever agree to. That's not ever going to be a compromise. I mean, that's just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. So, I mean, think how stupid it is. Not only would export RINs be an export incentive and therefore not compliant with our WTO obligations, but think of how that would work. You would create all these new gallons of ethanol that qualify for the RFS. So the RIN price plummets, the refiners get what they want, the retailers and ethanol producers are harmed by that, and then you really wouldn't even get any benefit from the so-called export subsidy because these other countries would be completely justified in doing offsetting tariffs, and then that's going to be what the farmers pay. So at the end of the day, you'll be taking money out of the pockets of farmers and putting it in the pockets of refiners. That's just asinine, and you know, we're going to fight that as hard as we can.
Anything else on today's White House meeting before we transition into a different subject?
Well, I, you know, while we tend to focus on the negative and what's not resolved, you know, I do want to, you know, not overlook the fact that even Ted Cruz was tweeting out today about how E15 should be sold year-round. You know, the EPA has repeatedly said that they will approve year-round sales of E15 if they have the authority. Well, apparently everyone in the room today, from the White House to the EPA to Ted Cruz to Grassley and Ernst, all thought that, you know, all agreed that that should happen. I mean, that tells me that the EPA has the authority and they should absolutely not be allowed to delay on that.
And with RVP, now, is that something where the EPA could make that decision and within a day or within a week we could see RVP relief, or would there be a legislative process, Monty?
That would not require legislation. That would be a regulatory effort. So there would have to be a notice and public comment period. But, you know, we have urged retailers across Iowa and across the country have urged the EPA to start that process And to then, if it's not done by June 1st, which is when the restriction kicks in, to go ahead and use their enforcement discretion, noting that, you know, they're in the process of approving it so that we don't have to have another summer of lost opportunity. So that is absolutely something the EPA can move forward on today.
Somewhat related to the exemptions that we've been talking about, these hardship waivers for refiners, the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association joined other associations from several states in sending a letter to the EPA having to do with cellulosic ethanol. Tell me about this group effort, Monty, and what you're hoping to accomplish.
Well, you know, that letter was had two purposes. Number one, it was to highlight the absolute ridiculous amount of small refinery exemptions that the EPA has granted. I mean, they're supposed to be economic hardship exemptions for small refiners, and they're granting them to some of the world's largest refiners like ExxonMobil. I mean, it's just a joke. And they've done dozens of these. Over the last few months, they've approved dozens and dozens and dozens of these. Over that same time frame, they haven't approved, to my knowledge, a single new pathway for cellulosic ethanol production. And we've got a couple of dozens of those sitting in there waiting to be approved. And they're like, well, you know, we have some questions about the data, blah, blah, blah. Well, they sure didn't seem to have questions about how ExxonMobil, which is making record profits this last quarter, is qualified for an economic hardship waiver. So for a small refiner of all things. So, you know, we just suggested quite humbly, I think, that the EPA might want to consider reallocating some staff resources away from these so-called small refinery exemptions and toward the cellulosic pathway approval process, or any pathway approval process for that matter. It just really speaks to the heart of how the EPA has treated this RFS. Everything they can do to undermine it, they do, and they do rapidly. Anything they could do to make it work better, like new pathways approval for cellulosic ethanol or getting year-round E15 out there, they just drag their feet. And enough is enough. You know, the president needs to put his foot down here. He needs to put his foot somewhere, and that's either the backside of Pruitt, or if Pruitt won't listen to him, then he needs to be out.
It's interesting. We're talking about economic hardship, and we think about the cellulosic industry and plants that are trying to move forward with that technology, and they're unable to. I mean, look no further than within the state of Iowa, Monty, to some of those plants that just couldn't continue on because they're being held back.
Yeah, we've had some issues there. I mean, obviously, it's a young industry. It's not, you know, something that can withstand a lot of economic pressure, just like any young industry when you get started. We've got probably a dozen traditional ethanol plants, what you think of as your traditional corn ethanol plants, that are ready to produce cellulosic ethanol today. All they need is the green light from the EPA. You know, these aren't going to be new standalone facilities. These are facilities that have, you know, there's new technology on the market where you can convert the fiber in the corn kernel. It's already in the plant. You can convert the fiber into cellulosic ethanol, just like, you know, traditionally we convert the starch into your traditional ethanol. So, you know, that technology is out there. It's employed. It's ready to roll. And for months and months and months, in some cases, these plants have been sitting there waiting for the EPA to give a green light. And then you know what I think is going to happen, Mark, just because I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist? They're going to roll out their next round of what's called RVOs, the Renewable Volume Obligations, the annual level that they set for the various buckets in the RFS. One of those buckets is a cellulosic bucket. I'll bet in the next 2 or 3 weeks when they roll that draft proposal out for this year, I'll bet that they don't raise the cellulosic number much at all, if at all. And then they'll say, well, we just haven't seen any signs of increased production. You know, and meanwhile, they're sitting on the pathway approvals that are needed to do that very production. You know, I try not to be too cynical, but, you know, if you look at each action the EPA has taken over the last 18 months, there's a pretty strong pattern there, and it's one that, quite frankly, we're just fed up with.
And those proposals typically come out this time of year, and then the final numbers is it the end of November, somewhere around there?
End of November, yeah, okay. End of November. So, yeah, we would expect one. You know, I mean, they've been out as early as right around now to maybe a month from now. Sometimes they've been a little later than that. But clearly that's being worked on right now. And so, you know, we don't have any data out there to say, hey, look, we told you we could produce more cellulosic ethanol. Look, we're doing it, because they won't give us the green light. And this is on proven technology that's been approved in other plants and other facilities. You know, why all of a sudden stop it? It's just ridiculous.